How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to this week's Action After, as we're talking about Carrie Pierce's Action After item, which is to take a risk. All right. Now, this week, we're going to dive into two separate ways that you can start to take a risk. One is a little bit, you know, more surface, and then one can actually be a little bit deeper in your life. And what I want you to start to think about as we talk about taking risks today is, for just a moment before we even go into any of the action after items, I want you to think of a moment in your life when you took, let's say, an uncomfortable action. All right, Carrie was saying, you know, on the episode that she's almost learned to live in this place of being uncomfortable. And what you want to start to think of is a moment in your life where you were uncomfortable. Maybe it was a moment with your career. Maybe it was a moment with your business. Maybe it was any type of moment. Could have been in relationship. What was a moment that you were uncomfortable? And what was a moment that you took an uncomfortable action? Now, once you think of that uncomfortable action, I want you to begin to ask yourself, was that uncomfortable action also an action that went on to actually be one of the most game-changing actions of your life? Was the uncomfortable action, did it end up being one of the most impactful things that happened in your life? And I've asked this question to thousands of people now to know that your answer is most definitely yes. Right? That in the moments of your life when you took an uncomfortable action, those happen to be the most impactful actions that you took in your life. So what you want to start to understand is there's actually a really beautiful correlation with doing things that are quote unquote risky or uncomfortable with also having massive, massive growth and progression in your life. So if you're someone who's feeling stuck, if you're someone who's feeling like you're not quite where you want to be, a question you can ask yourself again when it comes to taking a risk or, you know, doing something that's uncomfortable is ask yourself, when was the last time that you did something that was uncomfortable, right? When was the last time that you did something that required some courage? When was the last time that you maybe took an uncomfortable action that felt so uncomfortable you almost wanted to throw up? And if you ask yourself this question, I would bet again that if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you're not quite at the level that you want to be at, that the answer to that question is it's probably been a little bit since you've taken an uncomfortable action. It's probably been a little bit since you mustered up some courage and did something that actually kind of scared you, that was a quote unquote risk. And what you want to understand is the further away actions are in your life that are uncomfortable, that are quote unquote risky, the more stagnant your life is, right? But the closer you can put these risky or uncomfortable actions together, the faster your life will begin to propel, right? So now that you have an understanding of really how massively a game changer taking a risk can be, taking an uncomfortable action, mustering up some courage, now we want to start to look at two separate ways that you can begin to take a risk and two separate ways that you can begin to muster up some of that courage, do some uncomfortable things. And the first one is going to be very simply that I want you over the next 24 to 48 hours to send a message to someone that you've been thinking about sending a message to. Now, this can obviously apply in many different areas in your life. This could be sending a message to someone that works for a company that you want to work for, and you just haven't sent them a message because you've kind of thought to yourself, well, there's no way this could actually turn into anything, or maybe you don't think they would respond, or maybe you don't feel you're qualified for this, you know, opportunity you want to reach out to them about. That could be one way, is send that person a message. Another way could be maybe there's someone in a relationship you want to start having a conversation with, right? You want to start pursuing, and you've been thinking about sending them a message, but you just haven't. All right. So in some way, shape, or form, depending on where you feel called in your life, I want you to send a message to somebody. And if you don't have anybody to send a message to, you want to go on Instagram and how about just send Carrie a message that says, hey, thanks for coming on the podcast. All right. Some way, shape, or form, you want to send a message. That's number one. And even if you go, Stu, you know, Carrie, I could message her. What you're really doing here, even if you don't, I mean, if you want to message Carrie, awesome. If you're like, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. Regardless of that, you want to send a message because you're building a muscle of doing this, right? You're building a muscle of now the next time that someone pops up on your feed or in your life and you go, man, I kind of really want to send them a message. You go, oh, well, I did it back that one time after the action after episode. So it's a little bit easier to do now, right? So send a message, build that muscle. And then the second piece of the action after is, as we look at taking a risk, I want to challenge you that if you are feeling pulled towards it and you're facing a decision in your life right now, my challenge to you in this second step of the action after, again, which goes a little bit deeper, is to try the thing in life that is less traditional. Now, again, the asterisk here is if you are being pulled towards that thing. Right? If you don't have any interest in something that's maybe a less traditional path and you don't have any interest in it, don't follow it. Right? You always want to follow the path which in which you feel you're being pulled. But if you're listening to my voice right now and you're going, I have some decisions I need to make in my life, but you know, I'm sort of facing a decision of, you know, do I do this thing that's maybe not this traditional path versus do I do this thing that's the safer path, but I don't really know if it's going to make me happy. My challenge to you, again, is if you're feeling pulled in the direction to do the thing that is less traditional, take that step, take that risk, bet on yourself. And what you want to do is you take this step just like Carrie did when she went into fitness, rather than going and being a PA, is you want to have a positive attitude. You want to have a positive mindset, because as you do that, your brain scientifically will pick up on different things that allow you to find opportunity to continue to pursue the path that is less traditional. All right, so my call to you is, and I know some of you I'm speaking to today, I'm speaking to you as you're in an interesting and maybe even a difficult place in your life. My call to you is take the risk, take the untraditional path, make that step. But like Carrie said, go all in on that step, be coachable, right? Be willing to learn. And if you do that, you will find success. Have a positive attitude. So you start to find things that are in alignment with it. And if you do that, you are going to make an opportunity for yourself. All right. So that's going to be the action after for this week. My friends, again, go take a risk, send someone a message, try the untraditional path, put yourself all in, be willing to learn, have a positive mindset, and that risk is going to pay off. All right, that's all we got for you on the action after this week. Have a wonderful rest of your day, my friend, and I will talk to you on the podcast next time. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you, and it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes, and you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.